From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Today, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert promised Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas that Israel would not cause a humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. That's despite a threat to cut electricity to Gaza in response to Palestinian rocket attacks. Hamas seized control of Gaza in June, and Israel has further sealed the border crossings since then. Some of the few people allowed to leave the Strip are those needing urgent medical care. Now several human rights groups say they're troubled by charges that Israel's domestic intelligence service has tried to pressure patients into spying. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Yasser Hiya is an unemployed, impoverished father of seven. He lives with his big extended family in a small ramshackle house in Khan Yunis in central Gaza. He'd long suffered from weakness and fatigue, but it wasn't until a few months ago that doctors told the 37-year-old he had a small hole in his heart and urgently needed an operation. He was thrilled then when Israel and local authorities late last month granted him permission to travel to the West Bank for treatment. But after he entered Israel en route to the West Bank, he got a surprise. Israeli intelligence wanted to talk. At the Erez border crossing, he says men in civilian clothes took him to a windowless basement room with a table, a computer, two chairs, and a one-way mirror. The problem, they told him, one of your five brothers is wanted for activities with a militant group. He says he told the intelligence man he knows little about his brother's activities these days and rarely ever sees him. But the officer persisted.
He called me a liar and said I should know everything about my brother. And then he said, if you want us to help you, you will help us.
Yasser Hiya says he refused.
He said, okay, if you don't want to help us, let your brother help you. Go and die in Gaza.
Human rights groups say they've documented at least 12 such cases recently of Israeli intelligence trying to recruit Gazans seeking urgent medical care. One of them is 28-year-old Bassem El-Wahedi, an unemployed journalist. He suffers from severe myopia and nerve damage in his right eye. Gaza doctors told him he had to have an operation soon or his retina could become detached and he'd lose sight in that eye. After getting Israel's permission, El-Wahedi headed through the border crossing. But just like in Yasser Hiya's case, armed men in civilian clothes took him into a basement interrogation room. An Israeli intelligence officer, El-Wahedi says, told him in fluent Arabic that if he wanted to save his eye, he'd have to become their eyes on the ground in Gaza. The officer gave him two cell phone numbers and the assumed names of two contacts.
He said, now you will go back to Gaza. And I told him, what are you talking about? I have permission to go to Israel for treatment. Is that the rules, the international rules? He told me, listen, in this room, you forget all about the rules, all the international rules, the agreement. Here, it's different.
El-Wahedi says the intelligence officer offered him cash and first-class treatment at a Tel Aviv eye clinic. He told El-Wahedi to use his journalist credentials to gather information on militants, their fighting positions, weapons storage sites, and any information on rocket-launching cells. El-Wahedi says the officer was insistent, no help, no treatment.
He said, tonight you call me and you work with us for 4 days. If you have a good attitude and information, I'll send a report to the administration that you're a good guy and to send you down for treatment in Israel.
El-Wahedi refused.
He said to me that you will never leave Gaza unless you prove you'll support us and help us.
A senior Israeli official speaking for the Domestic Security Agency, known by its acronym the Shabak, refused to comment on the accounts of the two Palestinians. But he denied that the agency makes medical care for Gazans contingent on intelligence cooperation. But at least four international human rights organizations have raised serious concerns about Israel's alleged recruitment of the medically needy. Mary Weingarten with Physicians for Human Rights tells NPR, quote, any conditioning of urgent medical care is coercion. It's wrong and against any world standard of medical ethics, end quote. Iyad Nasser with the International Committee of the Red Cross in Gaza says the charges, if true, violate the Geneva Conventions.
No way the health and the medical services can be bargained for any other service, reason, duty, whatever.
World Health Organization figures show that since June, about 85% of those in Gaza who've requested urgent medical care in Israel or the West Bank have been granted Israeli permission. But Mahmoud Dahar with the WHO's Gaza office says the growing anecdotal evidence that Israel may be trying to exploit medical cases for intelligence purposes is a critical concern for the UN agency. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Gaza City.